About 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on a Monday morning. 75 degrees on our way to a high of 96. Oh, yeah. Clear 70 tonight, sunny and 105 tomorrow. Sounds like I'm a cheap disc jockey somewhere. Hi there, sunny 105 here on a Monday morning. God save me from that kind of fate. We are joined in the studio by Amber Lopez. She's a nurse practitioner from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, a place where I've been hanging out a lot lately. You might have seen me like waiting around Dr. Menon's waiting room from time to time. You're on the same floor as him up there, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. He put my ankle back together after I went and busted it. He's a skilled medical professional.
Very good.
You're a nurse practitioner, and that's for folks who don't know what a nurse practitioner is. How is that different from an RN or an LPN? So
a nurse practitioner, more schooling, of course, have our master's degree. I am acute care nurse practitioner, so 13 and above,
right.
Age 13 and above.
And you're able to prescribe medications under the supervision of,
yes.
Of a physician, right?
Yes.
That's because my family care practitioner is a nurse practitioner, so I'm a big believer in that as a profession. You're here to talk to us today about the cardiac service line. Why don't you tell us what that's all about?
So CRMC has started the cardiovascular service line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keeping your heart healthy and strong is crucial in your overall well-being.
Oh, yeah, because without heart, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So the staff at CRMC believes that the patient is the center of our practice, and we're committed to providing the highest level of health care to the community.
Is this a place to call to get questions answered about cardiovascular care or symptoms that somebody might be experiencing?
Yeah, so the service line was created with that in mind, and we want to ensure that the community has access to the high-quality cardiac care that they deserve close to home.
Right.
So they don't have to travel to the big city.
Who wants to go to Tulsa or something like that?
You know?
Or Wichita?
Yeah. We're available for inpatient consultations and outpatient consultations Monday through Friday. It's me and Dr. Tinker, who has over 40 years of cardiac experience. And we also have one of the area's few certified congestive heart failure registered nurses on our team.
Now, what's a typical question somebody might ask when they contact the cardiovascular service line?
So a lot of patients that we see are referred from their primary care. So, you know, you're managing your risk factors with your primary care, and they pick up on the symptoms that are concerning. Like, it's not always just chest pain.
It could be swelling in the lower extremities.
Yeah. Or, you know, you've been walking the same route for the past few years into work, and now you're getting short of breath doing
right.
that.
So. Climbing the stairs, you used to be able to bound up them like a youngster, but now you get to the top and you're huffing and puffing. Yeah, those are the sort of things you got to watch out for. Is there a phone number, or is it a website, or what's the deal?
Yeah, so most of the patients that we see are referred from their primary, and they can send their referrals to us or call us to schedule. We also take self-referrals. So, you know, if you have concerns and you just want to get checked out, give us a call. The phone number is 252-1639.
Okay.
Or you can just call the CRMC and ask to be transferred to cardiology on the third floor.
Okay. And then once somebody contacts the service line, it's a matter of setting up an appointment to come in and have a look-see, check under the hood, that sort of thing?
Yeah. So we'll get you checked out and evaluate you and see what the next step's going to be. Coffeyville offers a lot of cardiovascular tests, like heart rhythm monitoring. We do exercise and nuclear stress testing, echocardiography, vascular ultrasounds, like ultrasounds of the arteries in your legs, your kidneys, your carotids. We offer anticoagulation therapy and monitoring. We also have pacemaker implantation in the surgery suite, as well as device monitoring from either the office or from home. And we have the cardiac rehab, which offers a 12-week program to get you back where you want to be after a heart attack, or if you just have congestive heart failure, they can work with you.
Well, for a lot of folks, well, not a lot of folks, but for some folks, the first indication that they have a heart problem is they drop dead. So if you are experiencing anything that you might suspect would be cardiac related, I would suggest you get in touch with the cardiovascular service line. And what's that number again?
It is 620-252-1639.
Anything else you want to add? Have we covered the? Have we run all the bases here?
I think we've covered everything.
We're not even breathing heavy. We must be in great shape over here. Amber Lopez, nurse practitioner with the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. And you only get, well, in these days of transplants and everything, okay, but you really only get one heart. So take care of yourself. And if you notice anything, we don't have a check engine light like your car does. It'd be great if we did.
Right.
So just don't take anything for granted. Oh, I'm going to be all right. I'm just having trouble breathing is all. Yeah, definitely get in touch with the cardiovascular service line, one of the many valuable services offered by Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. Thank you for being with us today, Amber, on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Thank you.